You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Justice Minister has already brought out some of the 140 recommendations in the electoral review. Gone is the idea of dropping the voting age to 16 and allowing prisoners to vote and stand for Parliament. Other measures are still in the pipeline, and the Minister, Paul Goldsmith, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Why not let 16-year-olds vote? Arguably, they've got the most to gain or lose from an election.
Look, I think we've had a voting age of 18 for many years. You can argue about it, but we think 18 is fine and appropriate and aligns with a whole lot of things, such as the justice system treating people younger than 18 very differently to those who are traditionally regarded as adults. So we just don't see that as a priority for our focus of attention.
The referendum on parliamentary terms remains. What's the plan? What's the process here?
Well, we'll introduce a bill to Parliament. That's part of our coalition agreement with ACT. Whether we actually pass the bill and we have a referendum is something that we'll work through over the next couple of years. And everybody will have an opportunity to say there are good arguments either way for 3-year or 4-year terms. But certainly we're focused at the moment on making the most out of the 3 years that we've got.
I'm sure you've considered the prospect of 4 years in office, but 4 years in opposition?
Yes, it's not such an appealing prospect. So, I think that's something that everybody has a view on. We're going to introduce a bill and take it to a select committee, and we'll see how it goes.
Why not go for 5 years?
Well, indeed, you could have that argument. Ultimately, it's the quality of the government that really matters rather than the length. But that's these are the sorts of things that we should work our way through.
Freezing the ratio of list seats to electorate seats is another big one, effectively capping the size of Parliament, and I'm sure there'd be public support for that idea. Where do you feel it goes?
The point is that the recommendation is that that you slowly increase the number of MPs in Parliament, and I didn't think there was much support for that, and we're not keen on having more MPs over the next few years.
And one more, repealing the offence of treating voters. A cup of tea is not a bribe.
But they're suggesting that we do away with the rules around entertainment, and we don't think that's appropriate. We don't think you should be invited to come along and vote at our place, and we'll give you lots of beer and sausages and pies and things like that. I think that sends us down a dangerous route, so we're not interested in that at all.
Appreciate your time this morning, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.